Hi, this is dictation for Andrew Hines, A-N-D-R-E-W-S, last name is Hines, H-I-M-E-S, date of birth is 7-29-1964, accident 5-11-2023. Patient is presenting here subsequent to an accident 5-9-2022 where he was a resident driver. And his car was T-bone on the driver's side, leading to headaches, symptoms of TBI like dizzy, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, as well as pain symptoms, focusing on the neck, lower back, left shoulder, both hands. However, there was no radiculopathy. Severe headaches were reported. He will have a spasm of the body, and he's walking with a cane. Currently, he reports that his pains are ongoing in these areas, which include left shoulder, look to the tune of 10. Sometimes they're better in some areas to the tune of 3 to 5, like, for example, left hip, left knee, and he's able to walk 1 to 2 blocks with the help of the cane. He's undergoing physical therapy, and he has 30% relief, but his ADLs are all up to the 10 as follows. General activity, moving ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are up, all of them. Please review the system from the chart. According to him, the pain has worsened 100%. System review chart, additional history from the chart, and, substance abuse, is utilizing marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance history, patient report full compliance, please review the chart. The physical action, the blood pressure is 146 over 98, pulse is 90, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 4-11-2023, dictation number 0412-073. Along with diagnosis, plan is continuing as follows. The present evaluation of the neuropsych on the 3-24-2023, and he has been advised about the findings in detail, and he is continuing with the psychotherapy, physical therapy, neurology consultation, and advised about case management services, listed pain management, etric evaluation to inform, to do the PTSD and GAD disorder review, referred for counseling, and at this time all his MRIs were reviewed. He had facet arthropathy at C2-3, C3-4, there is a disc herniation, and C4-5 disc herniation, and bilateral vertebral joint arthropathy, throughout facet joint arthropathy. Lumbar spine CT scan shows facet joint arthropathy, T1, L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, arching, ligament of phlegm ossification, L4, L5, and grade 1 retrolisthesis of L5, S1. Reports of issues with the performance and erection problem. He has been advised that some number of epidural steroid injection might bring some relief, since there is no surgical cure for it. The patient is also provided with the medications, which are naproxen twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg three times a day for muscle relaxation, melatonin 10 mg at night. I have provided one-time prescription of thirds of Narcos 10 over 5 for pain relief. I have advised him to continue his marijuana thing. Regarding his physical therapy, he can do two times a day on the affected areas. Means off work, housework replacement. Has been advised about cervical epidural, lumbar epidural, facet joint injections, which he has refused. Injections to the left shoulder are also refused by the patient. He also could not get an MRI done, and so I referred him to a chiropractic care. I have discussed punctures. I have referred him to primary care physician, Dr. Murphy, and for counseling to help with the PTSD. Neurology referral has been ordered. Patient is otherwise stable. He is not interested in injection treatment or any surgical consultation at this time. He's been advised about therapy, yoga, exercise, water aerobics, home therapy, heat treatments. Thank you.